Okay, today's daf is Zlach and Daf Chaf, and the daf for Lag BaOmer. So, how appropriate it is that we have the Zechus to learn from Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, right? Which happens to be the 33rd time that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is mentioned in Shas. Deals with the story of them. They were in the cave for the 12 years, and they came back on the 13th year. So, it's a Zechus to be able to learn the Torahs from Rashbi, the son, on the actual Hilula of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, here we go. Tan Rabbanan, learned in a Braisa. Kidesh Yada V'Raglav Bayom. If the Kohen washed his hands and his feet in the Kiyur, as we discussed yesterday, the different opinions as to how he was standing when it did, one hand on top of each leg, or foot, I guess, or all four together, right? So if he did this during the daytime, Ein Sarach L'Kadesh B'Laila, he does not have to do it at night. B'Laila, but if he did it at night, Sarach L'Kadesh B'Yom, he would have to go and repeat it now in the morning time, Divrei Rebbe. This is the sheet of Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, right? Shahai Rebbe Yom, Rebbe Held. Lina Mo'eles B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So Lina, I mean, it's left overnight, so that makes a difference for the thing, it puzzles it. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, right, Omer, okay, the Lag BaOmer connection right now, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Ein Lina Mo'eles B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. No, it doesn't stop it, and therefore, as long as the coin is continuing to do his Avoda, he would not have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So there's a Rambam here in B'S Mikdash, Perakei Halacha Hei. Let's hold off because we'll see this at the end, but this is going to be the source that many of the halachas today are brought down in this. Tanya Idach, we learned in a different braisa. Haya omed umakriv al gabe mizbeach kol halayla. If the Kohen was standing and bringing korbanos all night long, the aura in the morning now, tong kiddush yadayim raglayim. Now when the morning comes, he'd have to do a new kiddush yadayim raglayim. Divrei Meir, that's the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer, Kave, and Shekidish Yadav Ragla, Mitchilas Avoda, since he did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim at the beginning of starting his services of Avoda, Afilu Mikan Va'ad Asar Yom, if he goes 10 days straight, Ein Atzarech L'Kadish, he does not have to do it again. Tzricha, right? Sounds like it's the same Machloikis. So what's the reason why he had to tell me both cases of the Machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon? De'i Ashmin and Kamaisa, if you'd only told me the first Braisa, so what would have been? Hahi Behahi de Kam Rebbe. Rebbe said his opinion in that case, de psak le me avoida la voida, because there was a pause, a break, a hefsek, Avabaha de lo pasak le, but in a case where there wasn't, in the second Braisa, it went straight through. Aim, I would think, Moda le Rebbe, Bibeloz Reb Shimon. He would agree in that case. Okay, and say naming that he does not need to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. V'i Ashmein and Baha, and if he would have told me the second case, right, when we just did, Baha Ka'am Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, only in that case he would hold from it. Ava Baha, but in the case of the first one, right, or I'm sorry, the second, Eim Amodilei the Rabbi, he would think he was agrees, and therefore Tzricha, that's why we needed both Brises. So now, we always quote a Pasuk before we see the next line of Gemara. This is in Parshas Kisiso. So the Pasuk is talking about the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. It says, this is Perek Lamed Pasuk Chaf. Says the Torah, Bevoam el Ohel Moed, right? When they're coming into the Ohel Moed, Yirchatsu Mayim V'lo Yamusu. They have to wash their hands and they won't die. O Begishtam El HaMizbeach, right? Where they Gishtam here, we'll call it to come close, right? To the Mizbeach. L'Shareis L'Haktir Ishe L'Hashem. Right? Right, the positive of Rach to Yadehim, Baraglehim, Lo Yamusu, Vahaisalahem, Chokolam, Lo Lazaro Ludrosam. So they have to do this. Now the Gemara wants to understand this. My time at the Rebbe. What's the reason, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi? So he darshan the positive, Begishtam. It says the Kohanim have to bring their, have to do Kiddush Yadayim, Baraglehim, in the Kiyab when they come close to do that. So my time at the Rebbe, laws of Rebbe Shimon. So again, just to speak it out, according to Rebbe, this is ring now in the morning when they're beginning. And according to Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, right, he holds it's dichsiv bivoam when they come into it. So that means just no, that would once would be good enough, no matter how long they're actually doing the avoda in the Ohel Moed. V'idach Nami, one second, according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Hadechzi Bavom, he also has the same words. How's he going to darshan? This is the famous case we talk about, ping pong, back and forth. This is what I learned from the Pasuk. Now back to you. What do you learn? What does Rebbe learn from Bavom? Ikasev Begishtam V'loksiv Bavom, if it only would have written when they come close, but not when they go in. Sahavamina Akol Gisha V'Gisha. I would have thought they'd have to wash his hands and his feet every single time he comes close. Every single avodah, cause of rachman a bivoam. No, that tells me bivoam says that they only have to go in once a day. I v'idach nami according to Blazer b'Shimon haksi begishtam. It says when they come close. So how is he going to learn out that phrase? Seiksiv bivoam v'loksiv begishtam. It would have just written bivoam and not begishtam. It's the havamina afil abir rekonis, that he would have even had to come in for a bir rekonis. What's that? That means when he goes into the base of Migdash, but he has no intention of doing actually an avoda. So the havmin would, he'd have to wash for that as well. The answer is no. That the let's say he just wanted to go into the Azar, he wanted to watch others, he wants to daven or something like that. So you would have thought that that he would have to do it. So, no, chiddush is no, only when they are doing the actual avoda. So one second. That was the Havamina? The Havamina is you have to wash just when you're coming in. Be a reconis, right? You know, they repeat it, like they ask the question, right? So, V'haksiv says, L'sharis. The Pasuk says they're going to do the mitzvah. Again, that's the Pasuk we just said, right? Begishtam el mizbech, L'sharis, L'hakri isha l'Hashem. So, you see clearly it's not just coming in for stam azoy for no reason. No, right? Says Ella Begishtam Miboyle Lichdorav Acha Bar Yaakov to Omrav Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Hakol Moedim Bekidesh Sheni Kishu Lovush Mikdash. I'm sorry, Lovush Mikadesh. I read that wrong. That he has to do it. Everyone, there's a machlokas in Yuman Lama Dalad as to about when you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He says everybody agrees that the Kiddush Sheni, you have to do it. This is when talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur between each of his tevilas. They had to do this. Everybody agrees he had to do it at that point. The Amar Krogs, the Pasuk says, O Begishtam, right? When they come close, Lasharis. Misha Ein Mechusar Elegisha Bilvad. It's talking about the only person who's, the only thing he's lacking is just coming close, right? But everything else, he's ready to go, so he could do this. Yotza, this comes to exclude Zeh Shemechusar Levisha Vigisha. So he is lacking both. He's not dressed, he's not wearing the right bedeladim, and he's not coming close. Okay? So in the Pasuk says, Lahaktir Isha Lamali. Right? Looking inside. What do you have to have? What do you have that phrase again? Still in the same Pasuk. What do you need that for as well? It's down the top of Amud Aleph. What would I say that Hanimili avoided the Ma'akva Kapara? This would only apply that you have to do the Kiddush Yadayim in a case that's Ma'akiv, like the Zrika Saddam, right? Yeah, Ma'udatim Hanimili avoided the Ma'akva Kapara. I've avoided the low Ma'akva Kapara, but it's something that would not be like, putting the Hector Avar and putting up the extra fats and stuff like that onto the fire. No. Well, I would think that would not require it. So Kamash Malan, no, even such parts of the Avodah as that, even though it's not Ma'akev, but nevertheless, even those aspects would still do require Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim. Continues the Gemara. Ki Osa Rav Dimi Om Rav Yochanan. Boy Ilfa. Ilfa asked the following question, right? Remember Ilfa from the Gemara in Tainus. Okay, the Rebbe Ledivrei HaOmer Ein Lina Moelis. Right, according to the one who's Rebbe Elazar b'Shimon, who says that the Ein Lina Moelis Bekidush Yadayim V'Raglayim Mekiur Ma Shiyaposlu. So, what's with the water that's left in the kiur? Right, is that going to be possible? Maybe left over? Right, Mi Amrinin Hani Lamai Bekidush Yadayim V'Raglayim Kidush Yadayim V'Raglayim Gufaihu Lo Poslu Behulina. Right? What do you need the water for? You need it for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And since that itself is not being possible by being left overnight, so then the same thing should be for the water. Right? Because it makes sense. Oh, Dilma, no. Dilma, we like to point out that Dilma is the English word dilemma, to be confused about which way to go, that comes from here. Oh, Dilma, I have a dilemma. Maybe it's the other way. Kaven de Kiddush Yahu b'chli shares mipasle. Maybe because it's in a kli shares, meaning the kior, so it would become possible by lean left over, like any other thing that's left over. In general, this whole psul of having anything that's left over, that only applies once the avoda has begun, right? So too here, the kiddush yadayim v'klayim, it's part of the avoda, so therefore it would apply to the water as well. Okay, so now Gemara says ki also ravin omer Rabbi Yirmiya omer Rabbi Ami omer Rabbi Yochanan hadar pashid Ilfa. So Ilfa answered up this ki machloikis bezu kach machloikis bezu. Just like you have the machloikis about whether it's the yadayim v'reglayim needs to be done again, so too the same machloikis is about the water that's in the kiyur. So according to Belozer Shimon, he holds the water would not become possible by being left over overnight, and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would. Amar lefan of Rabbi Yitzhak bar Bisna, Rabbi, ata omer kein? Rabbi, is this really what the way you're saying? Ela hachi amar Rabbi Asi amar Rabbi Yochanan. An interesting way that he phrases the question. Mishmei de ilfa, kiyur shlo shaku mi ba'ariv. A kiyur that they didn't lower it down into the whole discussion, we're going to talk about how they would refill it, so they didn't lower it down at nighttime. Mekadesh imena lavoides laila. Right? The Kohen can use it for the nighttime avoda. L'mocher ein mekadesh, and then the following day he doesn't need to do it again for kiddush yadayim v'leilim because he did it nighttime. V'aveinabam, we were talking about this. L'mocher ein mekadesh, right? For the next day he doesn't need to do it. D'lo tzarech kiddush, right? That means that he doesn't need to do kiddush. Oh, Dilmer, maybe ipaslu belina. No, maybe what Ilfa meant was that it's possible for that, right? And left over. Philo poshtelan, he didn't answer it. Omar ka poshtelay mifshet, and you're saying that he did answer it, saying that Ilfa holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. So Tashma, Moa tries to work this out. This is the history behind how it happened. There was a Kohen called Ben Kotin. So Ben Kotin also shneim oser dad likir. He made 12 spigots for them. You know, sometimes when you go to the kotel, you see like they have these like water stations, like the faucets on all sides, right? It's a remez, I guess, for the kiur. Sa'afu also muchani likiur shlo yihyu meimo av nifsal nabalina. He also made this type of pulley system that would lower it down so that the waters wouldn't become disqualified by lina. So my love, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he, don't you see that this is the opinion, right? Because he holds that he was doing this because he must hold that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon that the it would become a apostle if it was left over. Lo, no, not necessarily. Rabbi, he still could be holding like Rabbi. So let me see. There's the Rambam over here. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Abiyas Mikdash Perkei Yudalad. May kiur nifsal in belina, right? So the water in the kiur is possible if it's left overnight. Kimush Baran has explained. The kates at high osins, what do they do? Meshakin oiso b'mei mikvah o b'mayin. They would lower it into the water of a mikvah or to a mayin. A mayin is like a natural spring. L'mocher malas, so then the following day they would bring it back up. O mimalin oso b'chol yom b'bokir. Or they would just fill it up in the morning. But it would not be allowed to be used. What's it called? Not be allowed to used from one night to the next. Okay? Ha, back to the Gemara. V'ha midereisha Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon seifanami Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Right? From the fact that the reisha was like that opinion, so it would sound that the seifa should also be him. Right? If it's katani reisha, so now it's going to speak it out. What do we learn in the reisha? Gemara in Yuma, Lamed Hamed Beis. Bo lo eitzo paro. So this is talking about the Kohen Gadol who comes next to his par. Upar hai oimed bein ha'ulam lamizbeach. So the direction where it was physically located was standing between the ulam, right, the big hall, and the mizbeach. Rosho ledorom, its head was facing south, ufon of the marav, and its face was to the marav west. V'ha'koin oimed mizrach ufon lamarav, and the Kohen stands to the mizrach, the east of it, and he turns his face towards Marav, right? Mikansh, right, why it was done this way, because if the animal would go to the bathroom, it wouldn't be disrespectful, as disrespectful. Man shamale de omer beina ulam mizbeach tsofon. So who is the one who says that in this direction between where the Kohen Gadol is putting it is bein ulam mizbeach is north of the Azar, where you're allowed to shech kodshe kodshin. So Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. You see that this is the opinion of Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Detanya, right? Here's a little, it's complicated without the diagrams. We'll try to do our best we can. Eze hu tzofon, right? What is the area that's called tzofon? Mikir Mizbeach Tzafoni Va'ad Koisel Azor Tzafoni Ukenega Kol HaMizbeach Kulo Tzafon Divrei Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda. So that is, it's hard to explain, but you have, if you can imagine, where in the space between them, that entire direction on the north is called that. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Mosif, he added on, Af Bein Ha'ulam La Mizbeach. No, even the area on the other side, between the Mizbeach itself, which is a little bit more, Rebbe Mosif, Rebbe adds even more than that, Af Malkam Drisas Ragle HaKohanim, Malkam Drisas Ragle Yisrael. Even the places where the Kohanim and the so he has the most lenient view of how far back Tzafon goes, meaning even on the other side. If you're imagining, facing the Mizbeach, so you're looking north, so even to the eastern side of it, he would include as well, right? According to the opinion of Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, it's just directly straight ahead of it on the northern side. The Rebbe Lozer Shimon holds even to the left, which would be the western side as well as the north. And then Rebbe Yehuda Nasi holds the most inclusive, both the on the northern side, but still the whole, both the Mizrach and the Maariv, the west and the east, would still be fine, right? Aval min ha-chalifos lifnim, but this place where they used to keep the knives, right? The chalaf, the knives for shechting, ha-kol modim shepasol. That area, everybody agrees, is no, because it's not, you can't see it from the Mizbeach. Okay, so more says, v'tizbro, this is going to be logical, how do you learn this? Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, he below Rebbe, right? You want to see if this ratio of the Mishnah is like Rebbe Lazar, and it's not the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Hash the Rebbe ad Rebbe Yosi, but Rebbe Yehuda Mosif, right? Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi was adding what? He was only adding on to Rebbe Yosi Yehuda, right? But vad Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon lo Mosif, and he wasn't adding on, right? According, if you just work out the whole thing, that what's considered actually the Tzafon, right? It would seem that the ratio is also working with Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. So maybe, really, there's no proof one way or the other as to what Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon holds. So for that's what we're trying to prove. So Anan, Hachika Amirian. No, this is really how we're going to say. Isak Adaitech Rebbe. If you're going to tell me this Mishnah really is the Sheet of Rebbe, so Lukma B'malkam Drisas Ragli Kohanim B'malkam Drisas Ragli Yisrael. So then you should have said that you could put it, the par, on Yom Kippur in a place where the Kohanim and the Yisraelim are walking. But since Rebbe Yehuda knows that those prayers are considered to be... but because Rebbe Yehuda holds that those places are also Tzafon, so why did he bedavka put the par between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Elamais, what do you have to say? Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, right? You want to say that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, right? Well, okay, so if that's true, Lokma Mikir Mizbech Tzafoni Ad Koisel Azar Tzafoni. So you could put the anywhere you wanted on that northern wall of the Mizbech up to the northern wall of the Azara, right? Because everyone agrees that that's considered to be Tzafon, right? So Elamai, what do you have to say? My Islach Meimor, what are you going to say? Mishum Chushu the Kohen Gadol. Yes, you're right, but they put it there because the Kohen Gadol's got a lot of things he's doing that day. It's very physically exhausting. So we're going to make it as easy as it is, because the chulsha means his weakness, right? Chalash, it's tiring. It's hard with the different things, with the kataris. He's got a very, very busy day. So we're going to make it as easy as possible. We're not going to put it so far away. So therefore, hachanami, so too, over here, in our case, mishum chulsha the kohen gadol, right? So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yehuda would say, because we don't make the push the kohen gadol so far. So that's why he's placed there. Okay, good. Now the Gemara continues and says a new din. Talking about Trumas Hadeshen now, which I'm sure Rabbi Fran was talking about. You know, it's like bringing out the leftovers, bringing out the garbage. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kidesh Yada V'Raglav Trumas Hadeshen. Right, if a Kohen did this, he washed Kidesh Yadayim V'Raglayim, and the purpose behind it was for the Trumas Hadeshen. L'Mocha In Etzorach L'Kadesh. So the next day, right? Now again, Trumas Hadeshen was done before dawn. Right, the next day, Shekavar Kiddush L'Mitchilas Avoda. He doesn't have to do it because he's already started off with the beginning of his Avoda. Leman. So who is this going like? E L'Rebbe, if it's Rebbe HaOmer, Postalina. If you're telling us Rebbe said that what being left over apostles is. So according to Rebbe, it doesn't make sense. Because Rebbe would say you have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Even if you don't only for Trumas Hadeshen, you still have to do it again for the rest of the Avoda. And then the Rebbe laws Rebbe Shimon. If it's going to be the other opinion, Ha'omer ain't sort lechadash afilu mikan va'ad asar yomim. You wouldn't have to do it then. So why is Rabbi Yochanan telling me no? It's if he did his kiddush yadayim v'raglayim before the Trumas Hadeshen, he's have to do it. He could much bigger kiddush. So Amar Bai La'olam L'Rebbe. Really, this is working with the sheet of Rebbe. V'lina D'Rabbanan Hi. We're talking now that Lina is a Din D'Rabbanan, right? Even though that the Chazal said that the Kohen still has to do this every single morning. U'moidei D'Mikrois HaGever V'Atzafra Lo Posla Lina. From the time, literally, the Kros HaGever means when the rooster starts to crow until Tzafra, until the actual morning, that's not going to posla it. So therefore, it comes out, according to one who did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, at this moment of Kros HaGever, the rooster crowing, he's allowed to continue doing it even after sunrise. Rava Omer La'olam Rebbe Loz Rebbe Shimon. No, so Abaye said it was like Rebbe, and Rava says no, it's like Rebbe Loz Rebbe Shimon. He Viro'a Bein Rebbe Yochanan, Viro'a Rebbe Yochanan L'Dvarav, B'tchilas Avoida V'lo B'sof Avoida. What Rebbe Yochanan is talking about, if the Kohen was doing it before doing the final things for that day, he has to do them in the morning. But according to Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, what if he did his hands and feet before the sun would shine, he would still nevertheless have to do it again. Meisvei ask you kasha, ra'uhu echad hakohanim shiard. The Mishnah in Talmud says that they saw one of the Kohen coming down. This is the guy who's doing the Trumas Adeshin. Veheim rotsu uvo. They would run to him and they come, right? Miharu v'kidshu yedehim v'raglehim min ha-kiur. They would quickly go and wash their hands in the kiur. Okay, I'm bet. Bishlein labayil demukim lo kirebi. Right, if they're working, the assumption is that they were working throughout the night, right? So, okay, so according to Abaye, it makes sense because he holds like Rebbe. Umoy de Rebbe demikrois hagever atzafra lo postulina. Okay, so therefore it wouldn't. Homani, so who's it going? Rebbe. He, this is going like Rebbe Yehudanos. So he holds, even though they were working throughout the night, right, and they did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on the previous day, nevertheless, we said so many times already, they're going to have to redo it again now before the dawn. Ela L'Rava, one second, according to Rava, says the Gemara, Demokim Lak Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Aval Rebbe Mikos Agevat Zafra Postalina, Hamani, who's it going like? E Rebbe Postalina. Right? So if it's going to Rebbe, then the whole thing it's worthless because it was possible. The E Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Ha'omer Afilu Mikan Vadasar Yomim Ain Tzorech L'Kadesh. Right, so they don't have to do it anymore again. And these Kohanim are really working throughout the night, and they're not going to have to do it again in the morning. Oh, says the Gemara, you're right. La'olam, I'll tell you like this. The answer is Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon V'Hachul Mayaskina. What are we talking about? Bekahane Chadate. We're talking here about new Kohanim who were not working the previous night. So for them, it's their brand new beginning. That's why they have to do wash from the kiyur and do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Okay. Next question. Ibai Lahu. Yitzia Mahu Shetoyo B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. If a person's hands and feet went out, do they have to wash again when he goes back into the Beis HaMikdash? The intim salomar lina lo posel, right? And if you're going to tell me that leffing over is not going to make it posel, it may be lo parish. That's because it didn't separate from the Beis HaMikdash. Aval yitzia the parish, but if they did go out, right, and they separated from the Beis HaMikdash, so then asuche masach daite, he had a hesach hadas, and he got distracted from it, right? No, because technically it's in his control. He can come back to the Beis HaMikdash at any point, so he's not going to have a hesach hadas, and therefore he would not have to wash them again. Tashma, kiddush yada v'raglav v'nitma'u, if he did kiddush yada v'raglav, and then they became tami matbilin, so he has to tovel them, right? Now, interesting, ve'in tzarech l'kaddish, but he doesn't have to wash them again. So you see from here that it has to be talking about, Rashi points out, it must be only if it, for his hands, which is a din de rabbanan, right? That would work by putting him in the mikveh, but if it would have to be that his whole body became tame, then he would have to go to the mikveh and you require a hair of shemesh. So that's just Rashi's horror over here, right? Again, v'nitmu, let me get tashma, kiddush yadav raglav, v'nitmu matbilin ve'in tzarech l'kaddish. Yotzu, but if he went out, he left, Harehein b'kedusha son, they still remain in their level of kedusha. So you see from here that leaving the Beis HaMikdash does not disqualify it. So Gemara says, Yatzu yadav lo kimi boilon. I'm not asking a question where his hands left. Of course he doesn't have to. Kimi boilon, but the question we're discussing is Yatzu kol gufo. When he walked out, his whole body went out. Right, my, what's the halach in that case? So Tashma, Tashma. Shelo rochutz yadayim v'raglayim mekadesh b'kli sharis mifnim. Right? If he didn't wash these, do it with the kli sharis inside. Kiddush b'kli sharis b'chutz. If he did this outside, oh b'kli chol b'fnim, or he was inside, but did with the kli chol, not kli sharis. Oh shetovel b'mei ma'ara. He toveled in the cave water va'ovan, and he did the avoda avodoso psula. It's disqualified. Taimas, the Gemara says, you see from here, the diak is the reason it's no good. It's possible the kiddush b'kli sharis b'chutz because it's outside. Ha kiddush b'fnim v'yotzu. If he would have done it inside and then stepped out, avoda saw kashera, then in taka his avoda would be good, right? Where's the Rambam? Still same parak halacha yud aleph says the Rambam again hilchas bias amigdash hit bil yada v'ragla b'mei mikvah, right? He toveled them into the mikvah afilu b'mayan, even it's a mayan, fine. Ein ze kiddush klal, that doesn't count like he did kiddush yadayim v'lahayim. Ad sheyirchatz b'kli, it has to be done through a kli. Uvechol kli hakodesh mekadshin, with anyone who will work. Bein sheish behen revius, bein she'ein behen revius. Whether it has a revius or whether it doesn't have a revius. Okay, major machlok is what the practical amount of revius is. Shitas range between 3.3 ounces to the Chazanish of 5.4. Rav Willig has said many times it's 2.5 ounces. Okay. But whatever it is, that's the Ram over here. It would have to be. So now, Gemara says, one second. Dilma may be kiddush b'chli shareis b'chutz echidami. What's the exact case we're talking about here when you'd use them with a kli shareis b'chutz? Kigon da'apik yadav levar v'kiddush. You took your hands out and put them outside of the mikdash and then you did it. Ha kiddush b'fnim v'yotzu. But if you would have done the mekadesh them inside and then stuck them out, the apik yadi levar kasher, it'd be kosher. Aval yotza kol gufo tiboilach, right? But the question is really when his whole body went out of the base of mikdash. Omele rav zvid or rav papo tashma yotza chutz lemechitzas choymas hazara. If he went outside the walls of the azara, se'im lishos, if he was there long enough, right? Ton tevila, he would require tevila. Ve'im lifi shah, but he went out just for like a moment. Ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, right? So he only then just needs kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So you see, one who leaves even for l'shah, a very quick, brief amount of time, still requires kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So amalei, sir, pops it back to Rav Zvid. Hachum ma'askin, what are we talking about? Kigon shiyotu lahasech raglav lahatil mayim. He went out to, literally means he had to, it's loshen sog, you know, it means to defecate, or he had to, hatimai means to urinate. So that's why he has to wash his hands again when he goes back in. Right? Where's the Rambam says this? Find it. Yeah, hey, halacha hey. V'chol ha-mesich es raglav ton tevila. Right, anybody who had to defecate has to go back into use a mikveh. V'chol hamatil mayin ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. If he urinated, he has to do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Yotza chutz l'chomas hazar. If he went outside, im lashos b'chutz yotza kishechoyzer ton tevila v'im lachzor miyad yotza kishechoyzer ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim bilvad. All he has to do is kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. V'im lo tovo v'lo kiddush v'avod. If he didn't go to the mikveh, he didn't do wash his hands again, and he does the avoda. Hoyo v'lohisich daito v'lohisich raglav v'lohito mayim avodoso kashera. So it is. He didn't have a hesach hadas. Fine. He didn't go to the bathroom. It's kosher. Hotzi yada v'chutz l'chomas azara ein tzorach lachzor ulekadesh. If he just put his hands outside of the azara, then he does not have to do it again. Alright, then we're asked, one second, Vahabahed Yikitani law, we learned the Farish. Kol Hamese Mei Seich Raglav Toin Tevila. Anybody who defecates has to do it. Vahol Hamatil Mayan Toin Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So Tani Vahadar Mefarish. Yeah, it taught it now, just went back and explains it again. Tashma, Pora. Someone who is doing this, the Paraduma. Rebbe Chiya Bar Yosef Omer Mekadish Bechli Sharis Bifnim Vayotze. He does the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, then he goes out. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, afilu b'chutz, you can do it outside. V'afilu b'kli chol, even with a regular type of kli. V'afilu b'mekeda shel cheres, even if it's a type of like a, this is like a type of earthenware bowl, right? So you see from here that leaving the azara doesn't disqualify and ruin your kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Amar of Papa, shiny para. No, one second. The whole case of paradum is different. Hoil v'chol ma'aseha b'chutz. Since all the actions, all the avodas you do this is different. It's done outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Lo pasul b'yitzias. Therefore, it's not going to pasul him for going out. If so, what's the case then? Then lamali the mekadesh. What do I need that he do it at all for the paraduma? It says ke'ein avoidus pnim. It's like an avoida that's done inside. So therefore, they want to make it similar to that. But at the end of the day, we cannot necessarily bring a raya one way or the other from the case of the paraduma because that's considered to be an exception and not the normative practice. Okay, the Mitzvah will stop it here. Wishing everyone a freilichin leibed.